Lord God, we thank you that, man, you're like, you are power beyond our imagination. There was nothing and you spoke and there was something. We call it the universe. Lord, give us even a bit of that today. Help us to open our minds to realize how much power you have. If we just get out of your road and surrender our lives and let us and do it your way instead of our way. So Lord, we look forward to what you're going to thank you for Craig. We thank you for his gifting, for his surrender and the power that works through him. And we ask for more of that right now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Hey, this is a great morning. Well, I'm having a great time. Hopefully you are too. Praise God. That was awesome to celebrate, Trace. Wow. Wonderful. I don't know if you've caught up with the news or not, but just last week they invented a new telescope. Woohoo! Oh, really? Well, no one told me. Exciting newsflash. They invented a new telescope. You know what they found? 100,000 new galaxies. 100,000 new whole galaxies. Whoa! Not a couple. Like, I'm not an extra one. Oh, my goodness. I'm just blown away by that. Like, God is so enormous and big and so passionately concerned about us. What a great word, Trace. It was awesome to hear. I reckon that was the best enrollment service I've ever been in, by the way. That was brilliant. Slightly biased, madly in love with the girl doing it, but that was just brilliant. Like, what a great picture of what we're about, you know? Oh, so good. And such a great, clear testimony, Trace, of the goodness of God in your life. Ah, oh, I was fist pumping all the way. Because that's good news. You heard good news, and now you live a good news story. And you there's something wrong if you're not utterly inspired by that. And the world is crying out for craving for that kind of good news, like that kind of good news, that transformative power that takes kind of death into life, takes cursing into extravagant blessing, takes just dark stuff into light. And I got to say, I'm utterly inspired by that life. And the good news is Jesus came to bring good news. And the good news is the kingdom of God has now come. The kingdom of freedom that Tracy talks about has now come. The kingdom of peace internally, the position of permanent rest within your soul. That kingdom has now come. That story has now come in all its fullness. The Passion Translation says, it is now time to experience the fullness of God's kingdom realm. It's now time to grab hold of the fullness of overwhelming peace and love, as Andrew reminded us in the offering of joy. You know, it's now time to take hold of that. It's now manifest. It's now come. And it's good news. Now, it seems to me that not everyone knows that. Maybe not everyone here knows that. Certainly, everyone online, it is likely that some don't know that. That's good news. What I found out just 2 weeks ago was for the fourth year in a row, 4 years in a row now, the primary reason for people going to see a general practitioner in Australia. Who's been to a GP this year? Just a quick show of hands. You've been to your local GP for a checkup or for whatever reason, right? For the fourth year in a row, every single year, the last 4 years, the primary reason for people going to a GP in our country is a mental health related reason. That is depression, anxiety, stress, fear. These are the primary reasons why people are actually going. Now, you think of the gazillion reasons as to why people go to a doctor, right? I've got a sore thumb, I go to the doctor. Oh, I've got a chest, I go to the, oh, I've got a coronavirus. Whatever reason, even just a health checkup. I mean, people go to the doctor for a gazillion reasons, but the primary, the most common reason in our country, in the most blessed country on earth, that people go to see a GP is because they're stressed, worried, anxious, depressed, fearful. That says to me that the world needs a better story to live from. The world might actually need Tracy's story. Yeah. Amen? The story of the kingdom of God, the kingdom of peace has now come. It's very, very difficult to stay in a stressed, anxious, freaked out state when you're living in blissful peace. Amen? And this kingdom has now come. Jesus has come to bring it now in its fullness for you to encounter and to know right now. Amen? Hallelujah. I shared with the service just earlier that we were in the car listening to the radio as a family just recently, and the radio ad came on, and the ad was kind of describing the circumstances we're in, and it said, you know, in these troubled times and in this, we're all in this crisis together. And my daughter, who's 10 years of age, she just pipes up from the back seat of the car and she says, "I'm not in crisis. I'm in Christ. Come on. I'm not in a crisis. No. I'm in Christ." In other words, I'm postured in a story that is peace and love and joy and freedom. Come on. Amen? That's a good news story. This is the very story that Jesus has come for you to live. For those of you back home listening online, this is the story Jesus has come for you to live and to walk out today. And that's the story, the good news story that he has for every heart, every human heart in this region on the New South Wales coast and in our country. I'm not in crisis. I'm in Christ. You can take that to the bank. I'm not in crisis. I'm in Christ. You can thank Elisha for that. That's just revelation right there, eh? Amen. Now, come on. I didn't get to preach in the earlier sermon, in the earlier meeting, because we just kind of didn't have enough time. So I'm going to get to preach now. So get ready, right? But what I want to say is, hello. What I want to say, I think, takes a measure of faith. Actually, I want to say something that is, it's just too hard otherwise. Okay, and I'm going to show you. It's in the Word of God. It's truth. It's what God is saying. But I want to say it to you, but I think it just requires a measure of faith. That is something that inside me is a gift that goes, I can trust that. I'm going to believe that, right? It's a supernatural thing. You can't do it in your head. You can't just sit there and go, all right, now I'm going to think that. It actually requires a deposit of the Holy Spirit to go, I'm going to believe that. Does anyone want that? Okay, you're going to go with this? Why don't you just stretch your hand to heaven right now, where even if you're at home on the lounge, just go, all right, I'm going to receive that. Right now, in the name of Jesus, supernaturally, I speak a release of a gift of faith right now on every single heart, on every single person here, a capacity right now to receive by faith the truth of God's word in Jesus' name. And everyone who agreed said, amen, amen. Amen. Here's why I want to say that. The Bible says this about our hearts, the condition and the nature of our hearts and minds and our thinking. It's about new wine. It says this, new wine must be poured into new wineskins. Think of it like this, new paradigms need to be put into people who can take a new paradigm. New thinking, new understanding, new revelation needs to be poured into something that's prepared to stretch a little bit and not be so rigid as to say it's got to be this way. Right? New wine, new thinking, new paradigm, new understanding, new revelation. It needs to be poured into a new wineskin. And it says this, Jesus says this, you say, oh, but the old ways are better. Have you ever said that? Back in the day, I remember when we were at a street Christmas party last night and some of the older folks in our street, and I remember this neighborhood when blah, blah, you know. Oh, and the Bible says it like this. You say the old ways are better, and Jesus says, and you refuse to even taste the new that I bring. You refuse to even taste the new thing that I'm bringing. And so I want to say, let's be the people today who go, you know what? I'm up for it. I'm going to taste everything new that you've got for me today. Because it's not okay that the vast majority of people seeing our GPs are walking around stressed, anxious and worried and looking for medication to help them. That's not okay when the kingdom of freedom has come. When the kingdom of unconditional love has come. When this ridiculous idea of you are completely accepted to your king has come. How on earth are we living stories other than that? And so, this great grace, friends, I want to encourage you right now. Let's just begin to taste the good news, taste the good thing that he has to release in us today. Here's a thought from Charles Spurgeon, a guy who was kicking around 150, 200 years ago, and he said this: God is so boundlessly pleased with Jesus that in him he is altogether well pleased with us. God is so wrapped up in, so thrilled with the person of Jesus that in him, he is so well pleased with you. I just want to say it to you. I want every heart to hear it. The Father is so well pleased with you. God the Father is well pleased with you. He's pleased with you, with you. Those of you online listening, God the Father is well pleased with you. God throughout Scripture has many names. Jehovah is kind of the primary launch pad with which we begin to understand his name. And there's this God in the Scriptures, I'm sure you're familiar with him, Jehovah Sneaky. He just manages to sneak his way in, and he just manages to drop those kind of bombs that Andrew was talking about a moment ago. Wow, and the lights went on. I'm loved. Whoa. Joy. You know, we were in a meeting. Some of us were in a meeting last year, and a guy was talking about the joy of the Lord. And, you know, he's like, it's outrageous joy, like big belly aching, laughing joy. And people going, yeah, yes, 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 yeah. He says, no, that's not joy. That's peace. No, I'm talking about joy. Don't get them confused. Like, if it looks like peace, it's probably peace. It's not joy. Anyway, so this is the story that God is wanting to land in our hearts today. Firstly, this is what Jesus is saying to every single person here. You are loved. 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 No matter what, you are loved. Friends online, you are loved. Jesus loves you. I love you. The senior leaders here in the church, Andrew and Mel, they love you. You are loved. He loves you. Jesus loves you. The Father loves you. This is what he's saying to you. Get it. Let it land. He loves you. He loves you. He loves you. He loves you. Bible says this is what love is, not that we loved God. Essentially says this is what love is. You don't have a clue, but let me tell you, he loves you. Wow. And until it drops, you don't know. But I'm believing by faith, because each one of you grabbed a hold of, you apprehended that gift of faith. I'm believing right now, he loves you, and you go, yeah, I know he does. I know it. I know it. I know it. He said it. I know it. He loves me. I know it. Right now, wherever you are in the world, listening online even, God the Father, he loves you. Jesus loves you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And friends, the story of the world would say, I'm not lovable. I can't deserve his love. What am I? What am I? Why could he be bothered with me? Who am I? I'm nothing. These are the stories of the world that lead the world to the doctor's surgeries today. And all the while, Jesus is going, no, I love you. I love you, and your church loves you, and your church leaders love you. This crazy guy called Craig loves you. I love you. Just so you know, I love you. Here's the other thing Jesus is saying to us. You are forgiven. You are totally forgiven. Everyone say forgiven. Forgiven. You're forgiven. Jesus established the forgiveness of sin, of wrongdoing, for every single thing, for all of humankind, for all of eternity. And he did that 2,000 years ago, and he did not even ask your permission. Boom. So guess what? You're stuck with it. Forgiven. 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 Now, in the name of Jesus, I'm believing that that's moving, because by faith we've apprehended it and it's landing. You know what? I'm forgiven. I know people say I'm forgiven, but I can't forgive myself. What? No, I'm forgiven. I receive that now. I'm going to let that land on me now. No matter what I've done, where I've been, whatever my story is, forgiven. It's landing right now by the Spirit of God. I'm forgiven. How much freedom is there in that? Hallelujah. What? Wow. Thank you, Jesus. Here's the other thing Jesus is saying to every one of you right now. You're accepted. You're entirely accepted. You are completely acceptable to Him. You are accepted. You're in. You're in. There's no out. There's just in and you're in. You're in. You're entirely acceptable to you, to Him. He loves you. He's forgiven you for everything and you're accepted in. Hallelujah. Is anyone hearing good news? Wow. A guy called Brennan Manning said these words, God is not moody or capricious. He knows no season of change. He's not going to wake up tomorrow in a bad mood. Amen. He has a single relentless stance towards you. He loves you. That's His stance. Wow. He is the only God that man has ever heard of who loves sinners. False gods. Of human manufacturing, they despise sinners. They judge, they condemn, they pour out their guilt. But the Father of Jesus loves all, no matter what. Amen? You are loved, you are loved, you are loved. I shared the story earlier in the early meeting. A guy who's been gathering with us in our house church, our community table that we have as Salvos, a guy, I met him only just on two and a half months ago or so, and I got introduced to him by a friend who said, oh, I'd love you to meet with this guy, Ben's his name. Would you meet with Ben? I'd love you to meet with him. And he's a little bit lost. Could you just have a coffee with him? I'm going, no worries. I love coffee. I'll do that with anyone. So we're at a local cafe and we sit down to have a coffee together. And Ben says to me, here's my story. I'm an atheist. I'm a lifelong atheist. I have no reason to think or believe in anyone or anything other than what we can see and know right here and now. There is no God. There's no Jesus. And I'm not very interested. But also, just to couple things up and make it very clear, I'm an evolutionist. I can only believe in evolution. What the scientists have shown and stepped out as truth, that's all there is and that's what I believe. So, what do you want to say to me? Would you like some sugar in that coffee, Ben? Great way to start a conversation. An hour and a quarter into the conversation, Ben has his hands open like this, tears streaming down his face. He's saying, Jesus, come into my heart. Jesus, come into my heart. Gave his heart to Jesus in the cafe an hour and 15 minutes later. That's good news, right? Now, you listen to his story. He's plugged in with our community table. He comes every week. He loves his spiritual journey. He's just come completely alive to the reality of Jesus because he heard good news. Ben, you're loved. You're forgiven. You are completely accepted. And he'd never heard it before. Guess where he was going every other week? To his GP for the prescriptions to try and deal with all the... Do you follow what I'm saying? Friends, there's good news. The kingdom of God has now come. Ha ha. Amen. Awesome. I'm just going to jump a few things because we do actually need to have a sermon this morning, don't we? Here's a stretch for us, I think. I say it's a stretch for us. I'll just own it. It's a stretch for me. In our community table where we gather each week and just share faith stories, our immediate next door neighbours, they love being a part of that. Their immediate next door neighbours, they love being a part of that. Their neighbour's neighbour loves being a part of our faith community exploring this Jesus together. And our next door neighbour's neighbours had this remarkable experience where we were sharing the blessing of God together, and they've just been perpetuating God's blessing throughout the neighbourhood, which is a whole nother story. But as we share in a house church kind of environment, in a community sharing kind of environment, everyone contributes. That includes our whole family. And my son Judah, it was only 2 weeks ago, I think, was sharing. He had this to bring. He felt the Holy Spirit was on this. He shared this scripture, and it's in 1 John 4:17. He says this, love has been brought to its full expression in us because all that Jesus now is, so are we in the world. Okay. I'm telling you because you're going to need a measure of faith. Another translation of the same version says, love has been perfected in us. Have a look around the room. Guys of you online, if you could see, there's a room full of people all socially distanced. Amen. Have a look. Love has been perfected. Love has been perfected in you. Love has been perfected in you. Love has been perfected in you. What? What? Love has been perfected in you. Are you kidding me? Really? Love has been perfected. This is the word of God. It goes on to say, because as He, Christ, is, so are we, so are you in the world. As Christ, we're talking about the Messiah. We're talking about the one who defeated sin and death forever. As He is, so are you in the world. What? Really? Are you sure? Honestly? I can't see that. This is what I said to you. I think this is a stretch. This requires a measure of faith to step into what I'm trying to say to you this morning. Love has been perfected in you. Oh, but what about when you said that? What about when you were doing? There's no what abouts. It's just love has been perfected in you. As Christ is, so are you. This whole thing is just doing a work in me. Thank you for my 13-year-old who brought this into my world. It's like, this is enormous truth. Trace, we love celebrating your testimony. I mean, those are the shiniest boots I've ever seen on a Salvation Army soldier anywhere. Hallelujah. Did you know, by the way, that you are the newest Salvation Army soldier in the world? How about that? That's pretty cool. At least for another 15 minutes or so. Do you want to just stand up for a sec, Trace? Perfect. Coming up here. Perfect, Trace. What do you reckon? Perfect. No, you. Perfect. Because as Christ is, so is Tracy in the world. Oh, but hold on a minute. I saw Trace. I know what she said. No. Love has been perfected in her. There's a beautiful picture of love being perfected. Love, Trace, love has been perfected in you. As Christ is, so are you. Now, the thing is, oh, thanks, Trace. Love those boots. I could get every single one of you up here and say exactly the same thing. Perfect. Perfect. Not trying to be perfect. Dan, what you said earlier was brilliant. Let's just stop trying to be perfect and let's own it. As Christ is there any imperfection in Christ? No. Anyone? No. None whatsoever. As Christ is, so are you on the earth. So just relax and be perfect, would you? You know, get over yourself and just be perfect. Because that's who you are. Now, how does that all work? Here's what I think the key is. It's in 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians 5:16 says this. So now, then, from now on, we have a new perspective that refuses to evaluate people merely on their outward appearances. For that's how we once viewed the anointed one, Jesus. But no longer do we see him that way, with limited human insight. Can we just be done with limited human insight now? Just shove that thing off to the side. I'm done with it. Anyone can do limited human insight, right? Anyone can do that. You've been really good at it, by the way, for an awfully long period of time, because so have I. Let's be real for a moment. We've been really, really excellent at limited human insight. So let's just get beyond that now and get in line with what the Word of God says, which is this. Therefore, from now on, we regard no one else according to the flesh. Anyone else think that might just change the world? Sorry, Trace, we can't look at you anymore according to the flesh. It's just perfect. There's just love has been perfected. I just see Jesus. from now on, we no longer regard people according to the flesh. Jesus, help us not to regard people according to the flesh anymore. C.S. Lewis said this once. He said, if we were to properly recognize the image of Christ in each other, it would take everything within us to stop us from bowing down and worshiping one another. Now, I want to be very clear. Lewis is not advocating we start worshiping one another. That's not the point. That's not what he's trying to say. He's saying if we just saw, instead of with limited human insight, if we started to see, not according to the flesh, but by the Spirit of God, we would see the image of God. We would see the Christ in people. And it would be really, really hard for us to stop bowing down and wanting to worship. Because that's what we do when we see Jesus, is we worship. Because he's magnificent and beautiful, and love has been perfected in him. And as he is, so are we in the world. Amen? Is anyone hearing something good? Three of us are hearing something good. Praise God. So how do we move into that? How do we do it? How do we do it? How do we go, all right, the word of God is that love has been perfected in me. But you heard what I said to my family the other day. Oh, you saw what I did with our neighbors and just upset them or something or other. No. We no longer regard each other according to the flesh. We see each other as we really are, as you truly are, as who you absolutely and properly and your most authentically you are. That's how I see you. And so I think we just need to repent. That is, I think we need to change our mind about how we've seen one another and how we've seen ourselves. Because there was this story going around, I'm sure I mentioned it here once before. When I was a kid, there was a popular bumper sticker. And the bumper sticker said this: Christians are not perfect, just forgiven. Did anyone see that bumper sticker? Oh, mate, I remember it as a kid thinking, all right, well, we're certainly not perfect. That's good. Phew, because I couldn't do that anyway. In fact, it looked like quite the train wreck when I tried that. But I think it missed the point entirely. Because I think as Christ is, so are we in the world. And love has been perfected in us. And maybe, just maybe, if I can renew my mind with truth this morning, maybe again this afternoon, and maybe again later on this evening and tonight before I go to bed, and maybe if I just begin to live the truth that I am not going to look at you through eyes of flesh with limited human insight, I'm just going to see you as who you authentically really are. By the Spirit of God, where love is perfected in you. Whew. Where as he is, so are you in the world. Here's what I'm doing, but invite the worship team to come and help us. And I feel like for this to land, like Dan encouraged us in listening to the soldiership journey, for it to land, I think we want to respond this morning. And I think we actually want to say, Okay, by faith, I might not get all that you're saying, but by faith, I'm apprehending it. I'm grabbing hold of it. And that means I've got to look at people different. I've got to look at my wife different. I've got to look at my neighbors different. I've got to look at that annoying work colleague different. I've got to look at the bloke down the street different. I've got to look at myself different. I got to see myself differently according to the Word of God, where love is actually perfected in me, where I stop looking with limited human insight. And so can I just invite you to stand just where you are? Just stand where you are. And I want to pray. And then the invitation is very simple. There's an opportunity to come down the front for prayer. We're opening the altar this morning. We're going to say, come for prayer by all means, but just keep a bit of distance, you know, like we just got to do that. That's a safe thing to do. But come down the front from the right to the left, wherever you like to come, And you might want to make that declaration, I am choosing now to see others differently. I'm no longer going to see them according to the flesh. I'm no longer going to look at myself according to the flesh. I'm going to get on board with what heaven says about me and how heaven sees me, and I'm going to allow that to take root and to produce fruit. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for every person here in this building. Thank you for those online. Father, I thank you that this morning you decided to interrupt our normal. I thank you that you relentlessly chose to announce that you love us, that you forgive us, and that you completely accept us. Father, we agree with it. And Father, for this radical idea that you might have all the while somehow have been perfecting love in us, well, Father, in the name of Jesus, we get on board with that truth right now. Lord, I just release grace upon this community now to agree with it, to agree with it. Holy Spirit, give you grace to agree, to come into alignment with it. And in the name of Jesus, to agree with just as Christ is right now, so are you on the earth. So are you here in the building at Long Jetty. So are you at home online that's listening in. Father, in the name of Jesus, let grace come upon the people now to agree with your word and how you see us. Father, I thank you for the gospel in Jesus' name. So friends, why don't you come? Just come stand down the front here, to the right and to the left, as a declaration to say, I now choose to see others different. I'm choosing to see my family different. I'm choosing to see my employer differently. I'm choosing to see those people I bump into at the shopping center differently. I'm choosing to see that neighbor just up the road a little differently now. I'm going to look at him with different eyes. I'm just choosing. Why don't you come? Why don't you come and make a declaration? I'm going to see people differently. I'm choosing to see people differently. Now, for those of you still there, I want you to have a look and say, you know what? I'm ready to look at me differently. I'm ready to look at me differently. I'm going to look at me differently. I'm not going to keep seeing myself according to the flesh. Why don't you come? Just now, just come. I'm choosing it. I'm choosing it. I'm going to see me as Christ sees me. I'm going to see me as someone whom love is perfected in. In all the faults and failures, love is perfected in me. I'm choosing to see that. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for grace. Thank you for grace. Thank you for the grace of your Spirit to bring truth.